commentary to the 8 verses of Training the Mind. With the first verse, which you all know very well. If you don't know, you should memorize it by the end of this course. 8 verses. So with the intention to attain the ultimate supreme goal that surpasses even the wish-granting jewel, may I constantly cherish all living beings. So what is this intention that surpasses even the wish-granting jewel? Can you guess? It must be the intention to attain enlightenment. With the intention to attain the ultimate supreme goal. So what is the ultimate supreme goal of human life? It's got to be the fulfillment of all our wishes, the attainment of full enlightenment. So if we have that intention, this is a perfect intention with which to go on and then learn to cherish others. So in the book itself, there's a lot in here. I just have to miss things out and you can check yourselves later. But at this point, Venerable Geshe-la says this: the only thing that will never deceive us is the attainment of full enlightenment. Very powerful sentence. The only thing that will never deceive us is the attainment of full enlightenment. So implied in that sentence is the obvious fact that everything else is deceptive. Everything else that we normally rely upon and go for refuge to solve our problems ultimately deceives us and lets us down. Yeah. Even, of course, our good friends, good conditions, they're all temporary, they're all contaminated. Ultimately, we cannot rely upon them. It is only by attaining enlightenment that we can fulfill our deepest wish for pure and everlasting happiness. Because nothing in this impure world can fulfill that wish. Okay? Only when we become a fully enlightened Buddha will we experience the profound and lasting peace that comes from permanent cessation of all delusions and their imprints. Yes, so then, since our main wish is to be happy all the time and to be completely free from all faults and suffering, we must develop the strong intention to attain enlightenment. So this is a way to develop the intention in a simple way at the beginning of the training. We think, I need to attain enlightenment. I need to attain enlightenment. Because in samsara, this cycle of impure life, there is no real happiness anywhere. Okay. So of course, to do that with conviction, we need to contemplate a lot about the impurities, the contaminations within our life. Samsaric life is impure. Birth, sickness, aging, death, repeated over and over again. Our friends, our relatives, our reputation, our wealth, you know, our relationships, none of these things ultimately can give us the freedom from suffering, the happiness we're looking for, only the attainment of enlightenment. So when we've really thought about that deeply, we can come to this conclusion for ourselves. I need to attain enlightenment. Why? Because here in samsara, in this samsara, there's no real happiness anywhere. What is enlightenment? Quickly, Geshe-la says, it is the inner light of wisdom, completely free from mistaken appearance, and whose function is to bestow mental peace upon each and every living being every day. Okay, it's the inner light of wisdom, completely free from mistaken appearance, whose function is to bestow mental peace on each and every living being every day. And it is the source of all living beings' happiness. So all living beings' happiness comes from the state of enlightenment, an enlightened being. So we want that. We want it for ourselves, and we want it for all other living beings. So that is going to be our intention for learning to cherish others. So then how do we cherish others? How are we going to do that? Well, we need a good reason, don't we? We need a good reason to cherish others. To hear the reason, I'll put it down in the book. You okay? Yeah, we need some good reasons. Why should we cherish others? They don't cherish us. Huh? Huh? Why? Give me a good reason. We really have to work at this because our self-cherishing mind is so strong. You know it from your own experience. Our self-cherishing is our worst enemy. got more to say about this later, but it's that mind of ignorance, an ignorant mind, a stupid mind, a self-cherishing mind that thinks I'm important and other people are not important. My wishes are important, my happiness is important. This is the mind, this is the one that is blocking us, it's causing all of our problems, all of our unhappiness, lack of fulfillment of wishes, they're all coming from this one mind. But now's not the time to think about it too much. So here, to give us this reason for now, Geshe-la tells us this. Until now, we have cherished ourselves above all others. And for as long as we continue to do this, our suffering will never end. I hope you're enjoying this. But if we learn to cherish others, sorry, if we learn to cherish all beings, including them, more than ourselves, then we will soon enjoy the bliss of Buddhahood. The path to enlightenment is really very simple. All we need to do is to stop cherishing ourselves and learn to cherish others. All the other spiritual realizations will naturally follow from this. Okay? So all we need to do is stop, S-T-O-P, stop, full stop, cherishing ourselves, and learn to cherish others. That's it. And to back it up, he says, our instinctive view is that we're more important than everyone else. But the view of enlightened beings is that it is others who are more important. Which of these views is more beneficial? In life after life, since beginningless time, we have been slaves to our self-cherishing mind. We have trusted it implicitly. We have obeyed its every command. Believing the way to solve our problems and to find happiness is to put ourselves before everyone else. We've worked so hard and for so long for our own sake. But what do we have to show for all this? Have we solved all our problems and found the lasting happiness we desire? No. It is clear pursuing our own selfish interests has deceived us. After having indulged our self-cherishing for so many lives, now is the time to realize it simply does not work. Now is the time to switch the object of our cherishing from ourselves to all living beings. We're not going to reduce our cherishing energy. We're going to try to increase it, but we're going to change the object, if we can, by these trainings, away from ourselves towards others. So this is the whole training of the eight steps. We begin with this thought, I need to do this because I can see that is the problem I've got. So we've got the intention to attain the supreme goal. It is the supreme goal. We want to be enlightened. Now we need to learn how to cherish all living beings. So how do we do this? Very simple, really. We just contemplate the benefits of doing so. I make a decision, I'm going to do that. How do I do it? I learn the benefits of doing it. So you know, when we, what are we doing on our machines? We're scrolling, aren't we? We're looking for the best one. I mean, when you go to Amazon these days, you just want something like nail clippers or something. There's hundreds of variations, thousands of them. You can spend hours just choosing one of them. And they're all advertising their features. They're all so great and wonderful. So it's the same with Buddha's teachings. That's where it all came from, is he shows the benefits of developing particular minds, how to develop a particular way of thinking or a particular way of feeling that is more valuable than any material possession. So there are four benefits. In the book, he gives two benefits of helping us to encourage us to learn to cherish. And here he gives four quickly. I'll try to do it so you can go to bed. First of all, cherishing others is the best method to make ourselves happy. Cherishing others is the best method to make ourselves happy. Why? Because when you're cherishing others, you're happy. You're not angry with them. You're not jealous of them. You're just happy for them. Yes, I cherish you. I want you to be happy. Then our mind is peaceful, calm, and positive. Because our mind is peaceful, calm, and positive, we are happy all the time. So cherishing others is the best method to make ourselves happy. Cherishing, the second reason, cherishing others is also the best method to make other people happy. Because if you're cherishing somebody from your heart, then of course they're happy. But of course we have to leave out the expectation that we want something back. I'm cherishing you because I want you to cherish me. This is not pure, okay? We mustn't expect anything back. We cherish selflessly. We just want them to be happy, end of story. So if we cherish others without expectation, solely concerned with others' happiness and freedom, then of course everybody will be happy with us. And this makes us happy. Geshe-la says, this is the Bodhisattva's way of life, just like Geshe Langri Tengpa. It's the best method to make others happy. Thirdly, learning to cherish others is the best method to prevent future problems and suffering. Ooh. So right now, our present problems and suffering are coming due to our negative karma ripening. All the bad stuff, when we get pain or we get disappointment or discouragement, is due to bad karma ripening. If we cherish others only, we're not creating any further negative karma. That's the end. All of our actions will be virtuous. We won't do anything negative, won't think anything negative, we won't say anything negative, so we won't have problems in the future. The present ones have already ripened. We can't solve them by cherishing others, but we can solve the problem of having future problems. That's the third reason. And then the fourth reason is that cherishing others is the best method to attain enlightenment. Okay? It's the easiest and best method to attain enlightenment. As I've already said, the path to enlightenment is very simple. All we need to do is stop cherishing ourselves and learn to cherish others. All the other spiritual realizations naturally follow from this. It is the supreme method to attain enlightenment. So contemplating all these benefits of cherishing others, we should make a strong determination, a strong wish to cherish all living beings without exception. If we have this wish, then we will naturally cherish other living beings. By the way, if you're not quite clear about what cherishing others means, it means considering them to be precious and important. Their feelings are important, their happiness is important, their suffering is important to you. It's important that they are happy, they're free from suffering. If you're thinking like that, you're believing like that, you're cherishing others. Usually we cherish ourselves. My happiness is important, my freedom is important. It's all selfishness, rubbish. So cherishing others simply means considering them to be precious, their feelings are precious, their happiness or suffering is precious, important to us, like this. So if we contemplate these benefits, then we can develop this powerful wish. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I will cherish all living beings without exception. Why? Because this precious mind of love is the supreme method for solving all problems and fulfilling all wishes. One sentence, please memorize. If you don't do anything else, this is it. I will cherish all living beings without exception because this precious mind of love is the supreme method for solving all problems and fulfilling all wishes. Eventually, it will give me the supreme happiness of enlightenment. So easy. Just contemplate this again and again and again. Make a determination. I'm going to do this. I'm really going to try to cherish all living beings without exception. Why? Because it's the best method to make myself happy. It's the best method to fulfill my wishes, solve my future problems, etc. And it leads me to enlightenment quickly.